Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just getting back into the swing of back to school, don't forget we're giving away a horse. It's called Nay of the Day, and we're actually giving away $20,000. You can get a key to try to unlock our horse trailer. That happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning here on The Bull. Today is a day that we've all been dreading.
It's so true.
Because Eric's going to cry before he can get out of here.
Yeah, I'm the only one laughing right now, but really it's because I'm sobbing like a child on the inside.
Today is his baby boy, Ford.
Yep.
It's his first day of kindergarten.
He's never gone to school before. He did like a daycare when he was like 2, and yeah, he'd go for like 2 or 3 hours just to get used to being around other kids, but he hasn't done it in a long time.
Wow.
So he's
unsocialized. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. A lot of money. Good luck, teachers.
And so he's got all his school supplies. He picked out his backpack online. Ooh. It showed up. He went.
Now, does he have like a character backpack?
No. So we did give him the option for some of his favorite characters, but he wants to be known as a gamer. Oh. He plays the Nintendo Switch all the time. He wants every kid to know.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay. So that's on the backpack?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So he's good.
If you are in Katy and you see a kid with a gamer backpack that looks too small to be there, that's my little boy. And shout out to my daughter, Charlie. She's 9. Mm-hmm. She's starting 4th grade today as well.
My goodness.
So, you know, when they ask for school supplies every year, I always wondered why they ask you to bring boxes of tissues. Mm-hmm. But now I know, because Eric is going to be boohooing. You're actually going to go do the car line this morning, yeah, right? Rider line?
Y'all are being awesome and letting me take off from the studio. So I'm going to leave now and I'm going to go get in the car rider line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm going to call here in a bit and I'm going to check in from the rider line with Ford, and you can ask him about his first day of school.
Okay, you've never done the car rider line in the mornings, right?
No, I am the pickup dad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we get out of here, you know, sometime around 1 o'clock. So I'm there early. And so I'm first in line. I've never really experienced what the car rider line is like.
Yes.
When you have to wait.
I hear it's a nightmare. People don't know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you both letting me go, but I'm going to be a mess.
I know you're going to be a mess. That's why I said I'm kind of glad that you're going.
I'm glad you're going as well.
All right. Well, I hope it goes well. Ford, Charlie, everybody else that's back to school. Hope you all have a great first day of school. We'll check in with Eric and find out how he does in the car rider line and how Ford's doing, too.
Yeah.
It's all coming up. Our back to school show here on 100.3 The Bull.
You're riding The Bull.
Eric left the show, 30, 45 minutes ago, Mo?
Yes.
Something like that. So we wanted to check in on you, Eric. Are you in the car rider line, the morning car rider line?
Is that what you call this? Oh, my Lord. This is chaos. This is absolute chaos. There's traffic in 2 blocks every single direction. I mean, I can't even see the school at this point.
Sounds about right.
Hey, welcome to the morning drop-off line, Dad.
I had no idea. I'm usually the pickup dad. But I get there really early and I nap in my car. So I'm always like 5th or 6th in line. But this, people deal with this every single day.
Mm-hmm. How's Ford doing?
So he's very excited. Charlie is very excited. We have gone over what we call our highs and lows, where the best part of our day, the worst part of our day, what they're looking most forward to. I have already cried 3 times.
No.
Shocking.
As soon as I walk in, I see their little signs. And it says Charlie's first day of 4th grade and then Ford's first day of kindergarten. And I lost it immediately.
Of course you did. And he's fine, though, right? He's ready to go.
Oh, he couldn't wait to get out of the house. He is so excited.
Okay.
Sweet baby.
Kylie, if you're listening, please get Eric a tissue, because when they finally get up to the school in the car rider line and Ford gets out, it's going to be a mess. Last night, Eric had a chance to talk to Ford for just a minute about his first day of kindergarten, and this is the way it went.
All right, it is August 13th, 2024. Ford is taking a bath before his first day of school ever. Ford, what grade are you going to be in tomorrow?
Kindergarten.
Are you so excited?
Yes, very.
You're getting so big. I love you so much. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that from 100 miles.
You know that from 100 miles? How many times do I tell you I love you every day?
Oh, no. Too many
count. Too many to count? So, tell me about your teacher. What did you think of her?
She was very nice.
Are you looking forward to making friends?
I don't know.
Well, can I tell you one bit of advice?
What?
If you see somebody who's all by themselves, go up to that person and say, hey, want to play?
What? I go like, hey, my name's Ford. What's your name?
That's exactly right. Maybe you don't use that weird voice. Okay, and what are we never going to be in school?
A bully.
A bully. Good answer, buddy. Give me a high five. We are always going to be kind to other people, right?
Yeah.
I have one more question for you.
Of course.
If you had to pick between Mr. George and Miss Momo, who would you pick?
Momo.
Oh, that was very fast. She's got very bouncy hair.
That's rude of you, Daddy.
That's rude of me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Should I apologize to Miss Momo?
No.
Attaboy. That's my boy.
All right, Eric, give him a kiss for us, buddy. Ooh. First day of kindergarten for Ford. A lot of kids headed back to school today. We'll get a check-in with Eric. Well, if he's recovered by then.
Give him a drink, somebody.
We'll get a live check-in with Eric coming up at about 7:50 this morning. Don't miss it. How did he handle it all? Has he recovered? It's all on the way here on the Morning Bullpen.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we let Eric leave a little over an hour ago so that he could take Ford, his five-year-old, right? Ford's five, right? Mm-hmm. And Ford is officially starting kindergarten today.
It's a big day. I know lots of kids are having their first day of school over the last couple of weeks, next couple of weeks. It's kind of a fun time.
When does Sailor go back to her
preschool program?
Yeah.
It's not till after Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that. So we wanted to check in with Eric. Not sure we should, but we
probably not a good idea.
Wanted to check in with Eric. How you doing, buddy?
I'm in the parking lot and I can't leave.
Well, you know they're going to make you leave or they're going to call the cops.
Or I'm creepy. Just saying. Yes.
I'm already crying. I was really strong for Ford and for the kids. But now that I'm out here by myself, it's rough. It is rough. I've got Charlie, who's 9, and she just went to 4th grade. Mm-hmm. And she's been excited the entire time until the moment we said goodbye.
Oh, no.
And she had these big tears in her eyes. And then Ford, I swear on my life that we ran back in there 3 times to give him hugs and kisses before we actually walked away crying. I appreciate you letting me do this. It's been a soul-filling experience I've never gotten to do first day of school ever in the history
goodness.
Of being a parent. So this is, it's something.
It's a big deal.
Heck
and I'm glad that you got to be part of that. Because first of all, I mean, kindergarten only happens once. I mean, you know, this is a huge, huge transition in your life here. Oh, wait, I'm not making things better.
Yeah, that's not helping.
That's not helping. One of I think the straw that broke the camel's back, like I was keeping it together pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then one of the teachers on the way out, they're giving high fives to all the parents. Oh, and one of them goes, "Hey, Dad, we got her." And I was like, oh. I said, no, I don't want you to. I want to run back in and grab both of my children.
Yeah.
They said, the smiles on their faces this afternoon is going to change your mind, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Till tomorrow on the show when we can hear and catch up a little bit on Ford's first day. Because, I mean, this, again, not that Charlie is any less important, but she's gone through this. And like you said, fourth grade, she's done this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to hear his take on it. Because here's the thing, and you've mentioned this before, Eric, and you can kind of go the timeline a little better than I did. But Ford was a COVID baby. So he's never been in like daycare or anything like this. Is like first real foray into this.
Yeah, he turned one in March of 2020, and that's when everything shut down. Mm-hmm. So he's never really, besides going to church and being with his friends there, being dropped off somewhere and spending long periods of time without us is not something he's really all that used to.
So
but he did sit there at his little table and was coloring. And as we walked away, I'm going to get emotional, Ian.
What'd he do?
A little kid walked up and sat next to him and started coloring with him. And I go, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Sweet baby. But what about you? Like, what are you guys going to do now?
What is the rule for day drinking?
Like,
what time does that start?
There are some places that are doing that, right?
I think we should host
Moms
next year.
Mimosas.
Moms and Mimosas.
Plus Eric.
And Eric. Yeah. That's what we should do. So all the ladies, all the moms can come, and Eric will be there too. All right, buddy. All right. Well, hang in there. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. It's it's been a tough morning already on Eric. We have a chance for you to win $100. How about that? Maybe that'll cheer him up. We'll do Mo Knows Country coming up in 30 minutes on The Bull.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.